This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The social media hashtag of the week is Solidarity with Sana. Women around the world posting pictures and videos of themselves dancing and otherwise just having a good time. The Sana in question would be Sanna Marin, the 36-year-old Prime Minister of Finland, who's dancing and partying at a private event shown on a video that surfaced last week, has caused something of an uproar in Finland, including calls for her to take a drug test. She did. It was negative. Said the Prime Minister, "I have a family life, I have a work life, and I have free time to spend with my friends, pretty much the same as many people my age." I'm just going to say there is something else at play here, too, in this scrutiny of a highly accomplished woman. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino covers the workplace for us.
Sure, leading a country is a unique job, but people bring a lot of the same assumptions when judging women in any position of authority, says Allison Elias, a business professor at the University of Virginia.
You already are sort of fighting against a more traditional definition of what we think of. So you really don't have as much room or space to bring, you know, other differences to the workplace.
Take academia. Elias says women professors often feel they need to be more formal to be taken seriously in their interactions with students, with colleagues, how they talk and how they dress. But sometimes that's not enough, or it can be too much, says Joan C. Williams, director of the Center for Work-Life Law at UC Hastings. She calls it the tightrope effect.
Which is women who behave in authoritative ways risk seeming rigid and unlikable unless they do it just so.
Even Williams, a distinguished legal scholar in her own right, says she walks that tightrope every day.
You know, you perform authority like mad, but then you soften it by being emotionally attuned to those around you.
Social psychologist Adam Galinsky at Columbia Business School has studied this form of bias, which he says applies not only to women, but anyone considered to be different in status.
That we have this instinctive negative reaction when we think someone has stepped outside of this unknown implicit boundary.
For instance, research from the American Psychological Association has shown Black job applicants receive lower pay offers when they're perceived as negotiating too hard. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.